keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Kate with your 8am Zlines. In local news, 3 repatriation flights from New Caledonia have landed in Brisbane overnight, led by the Australian Defence Force with the aid of the French military. At least 300 Australians have been stranded in the French overseas territory after violent protests broke out on Monday night, resulting in the deaths of 6 people. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to arrive on the Pacific Island tomorrow to meet with local representatives and authorities. The protests are a response to proposed legislation that will give voting rights to people who have lived in the territory for at least 10 years. Various local leaders are concerned this will dilute the vote of the Indigenous Kanak peoples.
The Queensland MP, Brittany Lauger, has closed her electoral office based in Yeppoon due to threatening and offensive safety concerns. 2 female staffers from her office are currently working remotely after the incident, but can still be reached by telephone. The MP was recently drugged and sexually assaulted after spending a night out in the town located on the central Queensland coastline. However, the 2 incidents are unrelated.
In national news, figures from an Australian child maltreatment study show that rates of teen sexual assault are rising. The study finds that up to 1 in 5 people between the ages of 16 and 24 have been sexually assaulted by another young person. Lead author of the study, Professor Ben Matthews, says concerted action is required to address the rising numbers. If you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 131 114 or find support at reachout.com.
A growing number of family-run businesses are facing hardship after taking out loans from online lenders with high interest rates, sometimes charging up to 300% interest on loans. Small business owners who fall victim to predatory loan sharks are facing bankruptcy, while others are selling their family homes. In the worst case, the financial pressure leads to suicide. Small businesses are feeling the financial pressure due to rising inflation, with the worst hit sector being construction, with 2,370 insolvencies in the first quarter of 2024, in contrast to the 1,751 the same time last year. Again, if you need someone to talk to, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or find support at reachout.com.
In international news, Norway, Ireland and Spain will formally recognise a Palestinian state from the 28th of May, following a landmark announcement from the 3 countries' leaders yesterday. The leaders emphasised the neutrality of the decision, saying it is not a decision against Israel or in favour of Hamas. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris says the decision was made to help create a peaceful future. The announcement comes after 143 of 193 United Nations states voted in favour of a Palestinian bid for full membership in the UN General Assembly on May 10th. Currently, Palestine only has an observer-like status and is unable to vote in the Assembly. The declarations by Norway, Ireland and Spain are likely to put pressure on other European states to support Palestinian self-determination.
And for your weather today, Brisbane will be cool but sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate level of 4. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.